Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Hypnotize Yourself Again. This file will help you go into trance multiple times. In fact, it will set up a loop where you will hypnotize yourself again and again. What's really fun is that once such a loop has been established, each cycle, each time it happens, you will get deeper into trance and more fully hypnotized. What's really fun about this is that you'll find that while you may need to help out in the beginning, any movements, any reaction will soon shift to an automatic, easy occurrence. For now, simply listen and have fun. Allow yourself to experience it any way you like. For this, I'd like you to be seated. Just sit in a comfortable position and look at the palm of your hand. Allow yourself to lift your arm a little, or maybe even lean it on something so you can easily look at the palm of your hand. And while you are focusing on the palm of your hand, allow the fingers of your hand to relax. Once they relax, you might notice that they naturally curve towards you, almost pointing at your face. And the more relaxed your hand becomes, the easier this happens. What's also fun is that when you're looking at it, I'm sure you could imagine some kind of force pulling it towards you to hypnotize you, but not yet. Allow this imagination to exist on its own while I explain what is going to happen. In a moment, I am going to let some force, some invisible threads pull your hand towards your face. And once it reaches all the way there, you will fall into trance. What happens next is going to be even more fun. Because after you go into trance, you'll also awaken again and your hand will have dropped down a little bit. You'll see what happens. So as you're focusing on the palm of your hand, let that power, that imagination, that focus of your mind pull it towards you, as if invisible threads are slowly, deeply pulling it towards your face. Allow it to happen at any pace that is comfortable for you. And as soon as it reaches your head, let yourself drop a little bit into trance. And once you drop a little bit into trance, allow your hand to sink back, almost to the position it started, but no further. So that once you are aware that you've dropped and maybe feel some surprise, you can open your eyes and look at your hand, and focus on the palm of your hand once again. Once that focus is there, the same effect happens anew. You can easily feel a soft pull on your wrist, on your hand, pulling it towards your face. And you might realize that you're slowly hypnotizing yourself again as your hand gets closer and closer, often with a slightly jarred motion, rather than the smooth, conscious motions you make when you're in control. It pulls towards you in little steps, and the closer it gets, the deeper into trance you get. And once it touches again, you drop once more, allowing yourself to sink ever deeper into this hypnotic state, following the instructions and letting your hand sink down to the starting position again. And once you have a moment to take a breath, you can open your eyes and feel it all happen again. What's beautiful about this is that every time it happens, it seems to happen smoother. Your hand just automatically being pulled towards you, as you're being wonderfully led into a loop where you hypnotize yourself again. And every loop is deeper. Every loop feels more relaxing. Every loop feels more calm than the last. So allow yourself to drop with every loop so that it can start again when you open your eyes, allowing yourself to see the palm of your hand pulled towards you, as the power of hypnosis allows these things to happen automatically. And this motion, this loop, this sensation becomes so automatic, so simple and comfortable, that opening your eyes gets harder and harder. But every time you manage to get even a sliver open, you quickly find the palm of your hand and feel your fingers, your hand, your movements towards your face reoccurring. And then that rush of relaxation when it reaches the end and you drop into trance. Everything starting anew with each cycle. Everything flowing from one state to the next. Look. Pull. Automatically, the sensations out of your control and the wonderful waves of relaxation pulling you deeper as your hand is pulled up and falls down again and again And as you hypnotize yourself again, you find yourself wonderfully caught in this loop of simply following these instructions and enjoying the effect it has on you. Now you might find yourself caught in this loop. You can always get out of it if you think or say reset, but for now, if you like, let it happen so you can hypnotize yourself again. Every cycle deeper in trance, every step so natural and easy, the movements getting more and more automatic, your responses more predictable, simply catching, staring, pulling, dropping, blank, till there's nothing left. Each flow, each iteration, each loop, easier than the last, maybe slower, maybe quicker. It's hard to tell when time just seems to melt away into the nothingness of trance. Drifting, dropping ever deeper. And this practice, this pull, this sensation just feels so easy. In a moment, I'm going to count down, and no matter what your body is doing at the time, at the end of the countdown, there will be a lovely word, a sensation that you've already heard before, and by the time I say it, you can let yourself follow it so quickly, so easily. 10, take your time. 9, let whatever happens happen. 8, as each cycle brings you deeper. 7, relaxing into trance. 6, almost completely automatic. 5, drifting. 4, dropping deeper. 3, doesn't follow. You might find yourself surprised by how easy it is to get caught in that same action again. A simple moment of blinking or staring at the palm of your hand will remain hypnotic for a little while. It's up to you how long you want to enjoy this. And the more you do, the more easy it becomes. and I'm sure you'll be able to hypnotize yourself again and again whenever you like. Very well done.